welcome to Coming Home with Mama T. I'm your host, Tierra, aka Mama T. And on this podcast, we explore the journey of creating the life of our desires through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. Today, we are going to talk about magic. I feel like I haven't talked about magic in a while, and, you know, mastering manifestation. What is manifestation if not magic? So let's get into it. I literally redid my hair last night, and now that I'm, like, sitting in my actual computer chair, which I usually only, I never do for these things, so I feel like I'm, like, looking like some, like, gamer right now, and it is hilarious to me. Like, I feel like I have a Twitch stream and everything. I don't. A fun fact. But anyways, I digress. I hope you found that funny because I think it's funny. And we're talking about magic. And I mean, the gaming world's full of magic, so it all ties together. So magic. I was having this thought earlier, and it was kind of funny to me because I was thinking about, you know, all these stories that are in the world, right? There's all these fantasy stories, and I love a good fantasy romance novel. Like, yes. Who else? Let me know. Drop it in the comments. Tell me your faves. What do you like? I love a good fantasy novel. And there's also these stories of, like, actual true magic, right? Whether you believe in any sort of, like, religion, all of those stories have magical aspects to them. Like, I don't know, parting the Red Sea seems pretty magical to me. There is so much wonder and glory and power in our world, whether you are, like, believing in it or not, like, it's there, right? We might not be seeing people do these grand gestures that are talked about in the, like, fantasy world, like shape-shifting or apparating something and magically it shows up in our hand, unless it's, like, on a very well-edited YouTube channel or on Netflix or a movie, whatever, like, without, like, post-production. We don't necessarily see these, what we might deem as what true magic is, but there is magic in this world. And let's dig deeper into it, yes? So what is magic? And I have taken on the idea of using a K in magic in terms of spelling if you type it out. At the end of it. So magic, M-A-G-I-C, that is kind of more leaning towards what you would see at, like, a Criss Angel concert. Is that what they're called? I don't know. Performance. I don't even know. Does Criss Angel still do magic? A magician, someone that's pulling a rabbit out of a hat, cutting a lady in half, all of these sleights of hand kind of things, that's that kind of magic. But when we add a K to it, the K is more like knowledge, right? It is, that's what the K stands for. And as I have embarked on my spiritual journey and learned about, like, the tarot, learned about, like, oracles and divination, and went down that whole path, that's kind of where I learned how to discern the two. So I like to use the K when I talk about magic. So keep that in mind if you need the visual of, like, what is the magic that I'm talking about, right? And the knowledge first starts with, like, understanding that, acknowledging that it exists, right? And you can, I don't know, get mad at me if you want to, I don't care. This is my channel, this is my belief structure. But you can't tell me that there's not magic in this world when I have experienced it, so. And I'm pretty sure you have, if you actually slow down and thought about it, right? How often have you maybe thought about something and it then magically, like, it seems like magic to just show up for you? You know, maybe you're like, oh man, I need some water. And the next thing you know, like, someone hands you a glass of water, and, like, you, without you even saying anything, it's just, like, a thought. Magic, right? It doesn't seem like, because you didn't put forth an effort, it might not seem like magic. You might not have even intentionally desired it. It just shows up for you. Like, that is magic. prayer is magic, you know, especially when you're thinking about something, like you're looking for healing. And that's where we're really going with this conversation. You're looking for healing, and you're thinking, like, you're looking for healing maybe for yourself, you're looking for healing for somebody else, and you put out this intention, you know, to whomever you believe in. You're putting out this intention into the world, the universe, into the energetic field, and it is reciprocated by feeling a little bit better. By if it's for you, right? Like, what does prayer bring us, right? It brings us this energy lift, right? This reminder of a belief in something greater, like this belief in magic. Why do we wouldn't do it if we didn't believe in it? Yeah. So in that, the magic that I have witnessed most recently, literally over the weekend, so like 4 days ago, I was it wasn't over the weekend, it was last week, so about a week ago, let's be accurate. So we were planning to go for lunch over the weekend, and their group text was going, and someone was like, I'm sick, I don't feel well, I want to, I'm outie. And I don't know, I just felt like called to just send them a side message and say, hey, like, I hope you feel better. This is a person that I trust, and I know that they like are cool with it. So like, I've done a reading for them and all that kind of stuff. So I was just like, hey, like, do you want me to, like, you know, do some energy work for you, like do a little energy healing, like, you know, just help you feel better? And they were like, yeah, like, I will take anything, I'm down, like, thank you so much, I really appreciate it. I was like, cool, bet, on it. And there you go, I did it. So I like lit them a candle, I sent intentions, I like recorded them a little blurb meditation, I don't know, like something like minute long, just intentions and affirmations as I like lit the candle and sent them their way. And I get a response like probably within like 20 minutes, like, thank you. I'm actually like, they're an artist, and they're like, I'm painting right now. Like, I was like, felt like I was dead, and now I'm painting. Like, that was amazing, right? So there is obviously power in that. Yeah. Like, so instantaneous, so amazing, so powerful. And we can get into like, I'm so powerful, but like, we all have this capacity and capability. That's what I really want you to take away. Like, yeah, sure, of course, if you want healing, like, I really, like, that was like an impetus for me to make sure that for the community that I'm building, like in the home space, like, that's something I'm gonna do. Like, if you were in my house and you were like, oh, I don't feel well, like, I'm not gonna, like, you know, you walk in, you're like, I have sniffles, blah, blah, blah. I'm not gonna just be like, oh, you're sick, whatever, like, that sucks, like, get out. Don't spread your, like, that energy to me. No, I'm gonna be like, oh no, sit down, lay down, whatever, I'm gonna, like, and pull out all my little remedies. And, you know, if I feel so called, I probably will do some energy work with you. I'm trained in Reiki. I like to use energy work because I don't like to put myself in a box. And I also find that I have brought in so many other modalities and learned different modalities over my own personal time. And I just incorporate so many different things that I just throw it all under the word energy. It's not one specific modality, if you're so if you care about it. But it's just like, I have this trust, right? Sometimes I forget about it, right? Like, not forget about what I've done, but like, forget to trust myself. And there's so much magic in trusting ourselves. There's so much magic in believing in ourselves and believing in our power. Because when we believe in ourselves and we believe in our power, we approach the world in a different way, right? I know that I'm not necessarily everybody's cup of tea. And that's okay on a, like, on a mental space. But there's still this part of me, especially if someone's, like, in my physical space, like, I just want everybody to like me. And it's just... It's just so I am. I just, the bubbliness in me. I just want, it's the Libra. I just want everyone to be happy. Sunshine, rainbows, unicorns, rainicones. What is that? Like ice cream cones? I think that's what my brain was trying to say. I just, you know, I want everyone to thrive. I want everyone to be happy because it makes the world a better place, right? Like if I'm having a good time and I'm laughing and I'm having, and we've all been there, right? You're having a good time. You're like laughing, you're enjoying your space. And then someone shows up and they're mad about something. They're having some extreme emotion that is not on the happy trail. And then we all kind of just like, we feel it. Whether or not we participate in it and like, you know, want to roll into the emotional trauma with this person, we still feel that energy and it spreads. But vice versa, we've also been in a space where like, you know, it's like, whatever. And then like someone rolls in and they're just radiant and they're just happy. And you can't help but be like, ah, like you just feel that uplift. It goes both ways. That's the duality of this life experience, right? There's opposites and we can choose which end of the spectrum we want to like lean into. Be a part of. I like to go to the like side of things, bubbly side of things. So of course I want to surround myself with bubbly thing people. And it's not trying to be like Delulu out here with delusional and not ignore that there are struggles like I talked about in another episode, but like on the real, I want to focus on the good. I want to focus on the magic. I want to focus on the thriving of myself and my community. That's where I want to put my focus. I want to put my focus on working and moving from a place of joy and enlightenment and fun and freedom rather than a place of like struggle and anger. We got to fight the man. And I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Anger is a powerful source of energy, but it's also like the easiest to tap into. Like I remember going through acting courses. I don't know, like what could you, can you tell that I may or may not act in a past life? During my time in college and I was getting my theater degree, in some of the acting classes, I remember them trying to be like, make a different choice. Cause like they would ask you to say like, do your monologue. Right, do your monologue happy, do your monologue sad, do your monologue angry, like more complex emotions than happy, sad, whatever, like more like you're frustrated, you're tired, you're like downtrodden, there we go, that's a good word, like these different words, right? And it never failed for, they very rarely ever asked anyone to do anger or furious or whatever, unless it was a person that was just like always nice and like they never like you know, would never yell at anybody or whatever, like they just, it was just not in them kind of personality. That was like the only time you would ever ask, because anger was like so easy for people to just like rah, and just start yelling. Nobody wants that experience. And so it's true, like we can use that power, we can use that and move forward, and it's going to get to a certain place, but eventually we burn out if you utilize anger. You're gonna burn out. But what is everlasting, what is fun, what is great? Happiness, love. Love everlasting. That is just pure power. Because the enlightenment, that's really what it is with love. Pure joy, gratitude, it's all in that same realm, and we can tap into it any time. We can fall back on it. I know that it can be a struggle sometimes. I literally just recorded the podcast about struggle, so lack of a better word. It can feel like a struggle. That's a better way to put it. It can feel like a struggle to maintain the joy, maintain the love. And I want to make a point to say, like, joy and love, while they come in like a similar realm space, different, right? So joy kind of has this bubbliness about it, right? Like, you don't have to carry that to carry love. Like, you don't have to be in like that personality or that frame of mind to carry love. You can still carry love even if you're going through something that feels hard, feels like a struggle to you. You can still carry love. You can still operate from a place of love even in the depths of destruction. You can present it in a way that doesn't look like sunshine and rainbows and unicorns and smiles and all that good stuff. You can still hold it. How? Knowing it's there. Knowing that you are loved. Knowing that you love yourself. Loving yourself. I think people find that to be a struggle because there's so many things in this world that will tell you that there's something wrong with you. And it is a part of our experience to like learn to just throw it a middle finger, because we are all beautifully and perfectly made. We are all divine. And, you know, yes, there might be someone out there in this world that says it to you, but until you can say it to yourself, you're missing part of the magic. Say it to yourself. Like, this morning, I got up this morning and I went into the bathroom and I like pull off my hair tie thing, you know, gotta keep the hair right. I pulled off my bonnet and I'm looking in the mirror. I was like, girl, you're cute. And period. Done. There's no like, you're cute, but da 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 da. And it's taken me some time to get to that place, right? Like, you know, I have to sometimes consciously be like, you're cute, but there's this little zit on your face. You're cute, but da, da, da. And I would have to consciously say like, okay, yeah, that's there. It'll go away. We don't need to focus that on that. Why are we even bringing that up? It's not even important. The important part is we're cute. And leave it at that. Okay? Let's rewind. Let's rewind and focus on the more important things. Yes? And it's a conscious effort to... And I don't even want to use the word effort, because that feels like struggle, right? Like, it's just consciousness. It's taking that acknowledgement that, hey, it's bringing in energy that we don't want to play with. Because when we pick and choose our energy, we're picking and choosing what magic we're bringing into our life. So if we're picking some magic that is, or the energy that is anger to fuel us, if we're picking the energy that is self-deprecating to fuel us, if we're picking the energy that is just, to me, feels low vibrational. It's just energy that I don't like to hang out in. If we're picking that energy that we don't like to hang out in, and maybe you like to hang out in anger and self-deprecation, I don't know, I would ask you to like really think about it and reflect on it. Do you prefer to be that, or do you prefer to be happy? Up to you. Not my choice, not my personal choice. So with that, if I'm picking these energies, one, I know that I don't really necessarily hold anger for a very long time. When I, like, you know, a bit, like, once it's, I've like yelled it out, burned it, whatever I do to like release it, once it's gone, it's gone, and there's no fuel unless I bring something else in to be angry about, right? And so I have to keep like replenishing it. Flip the joy, the fun. I'm about to not flip too hard. The joy, the fun, the excitement, right? This is something I just want to be here. I want to naturally hold on to it. I want to naturally play with it, right? I can find new ways to replay it. Even when I'm not like always happy, like I can find something else to be happy about. Like, oh my gosh, like, okay, well, I just looked at a crystal and it's shiny. Like, I don't know, like just weird things. Like weird's not the right word, but like just funny things, like random things to just make me smile, and I can pull from that energy, and that makes life more fun for me. And I like to have fun. Do you like to have fun? I hope so, because that's what this channel's about. That's what I'm here for. That's the home I'm creating. It's a fun space, right? A space that is full of magic, healing, energy, pure, good, loving energy. And I want to invite you to my home, my virtual home, and that is the home membership. Yes, the space where I will be holding, you know, energy healing circles, the space where I will be holding group coaching, the space where I will be holding movement and journaling prompts and thought-provoking conversations, a place where we can connect together. And it's not just me speaking, but you get to add to the community from your perspective and share what you're going through to help really cultivate, cultivate's a good word, but help to drive where the content goes. All right. Like I get to, in this space, I get to really focus on the things that I am personally experiencing and share it with you to help inspire you from my own life's journey. And then any guests that I bring on, they get to inspire you from their life's journey, but you get to share in the home space. You get to share your life's journey so that we can help support you, hold you accountable for your desires and dreams and taking action towards them. We get to love on you in an even deeper way. So I'm really excited for that. And it's an amazing, wonderful, economical price to join. And you can do it on a monthly membership, or you can pay for the full year, whichever one works for you. There is a slight discount if you do go with the year in full option. But do what works for you and your life, because we're here to nurture your mind, your body, and your spirit. And I'm really excited to welcome you home. Yay! Also know that there is a Activate Your Inner Shift meditation series here for you that is free, that you can lean into anytime you want to shift your mindset so that you can activate your own personal magic in your life, so you can continue to do the things that bring you joy, so you can continue to work from a place of enlightenment, so that you can ignite your magic in a positive and pure and loving way. Because you got it, babe. You are magical. You are divine. And with that, I want to say ta-ta for now.